My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, the sexy talk continues between Davin and his scammer Belinda. So listen and enjoy!
But you see, that's the thing. Like I said, if it's her, you know, I guess it's kind of kinky. She's getting into it, brightens her day. If it's him, this poor bastard. You kind of feeling sorry for the scammer now that he's got to sit there.
I know he's going. Oh, he's talking about
nibbling my ass now. Jesus Christ!
Maybe he likes a good ass nibbling. This is the most into any of this they've ever been. Whoever this is, he, she, whatever the sexy talk, it never really went anywhere for long. We had taste of it. It went good at times.
Yeah,
but this, we are all...
More than a taste, this is a bite or a nibble.
Trucker Tom says, am I the only one not bothered by this whole story?
You're turned on.
Oh, like...
Have some more mozzarella chicken, stupid.
You're in a cab of a truck in Cleveland.
Exactly. Finish up. It'll redecorate.
I answered him, no, you're not. And then I went, wait, I misread that. You are the only one not bothered.
I'm not bothered. This is kind of hot. This is hot stuff right here.
It's good. It's good.
It's hot because it potentially is this chick taking the trip down with me. If you could just get past the text that is on the page.
I tend to disagree with hot because I'm going with your first stance of disturbing.
Well, there's that.
And here's the thing on that. You know, it might be hot to you. I think it's disturbing to me. If it's a guy, it's kind of embarrassing.
Right, and that is an aspect of this. I do put myself out there with the very real possibility that this is a dude.
And I'm disturbed that I think it's hot.
It is kind of hot.
It is. It is.
It is kind of shades of gray.
I never read that.
Neither did I. I just assumed.
Oh, okay. Tom says, butt nibbler. My lady friend would never answer my phone calls again if I said that.
Yeah, but you weren't doing an animal style. You didn't have the music
playing.
You didn't have the music playing behind you. The music sets the mood.
You'll have to have him straighten that out for you on November 6th. Yeah. I don't know what he's up to.
Yeah, there'll be no nibbling of butts on November 6th. although Trucker Tom did ask if we'll be staying in Battle Creek, he might want to cuddle. I go, well, with my front paws, I will cup your breasts and nibble on the back of your neck.
Front paws.
I'm a writer. I will lick from the base of your neck down your back. Your pet is very excited. Is my master pleased? She goes, yeah, I am. I go, good. I go, I continue to nip and lick your back. I nibble at the cheeks of your butt. I take a bite out of your left butt cheek.
Now, why would you do that? Wouldn't that hurt?
I'm an animal. I'm stupid. I'm like you every day.
Point taken. I don't know if I'd do that. But nonetheless, you ain't me. All right. Yeah, so anyway.
You know what? I've heard you say, go, I would take a bite out of her ass. I've heard you say that. I've heard you say that when you saw a hot chick.
Yeah, I bite her right in the ass. You ever see like when a dog grabs a frisbee?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they like that, Joe. They like you to treat their buttocks like a chew toy.
You got a good memory. All right. Continue.
Yeah, don't you judge me.
Yes, sir.
And you meant it for reals.
I know.
Couple of butt nibblers right, I'm continue. Sitting here with. Help me, help me.
I take a bite out of your left butt cheek. Your pet would like to enter you. May he? She goes, okay, but be gentle.
Oh, wow. That's the first time.
Yep. It's about time.
Yeah. She's finally giving it up.
You'll feel hooves on your back now. Hold still.
Shoo me. Shoo me. I told you you'd like this.
Yes.
Of course you did. I go, she goes, okay, but be gentle. I go, okay. Your pet will fight his animal instincts and enter you gently.
What a guy.
Yeah. Oh.
Nice man. Like my belly rubbed.
Yep.
Does your leg start to wiggle?
I don't got Parkinson's. I'm fine.
As I sip. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Thank you. It's your own fault for sipping during this show.
Especially during this bit.
Yeah, really. Talking about butt nibbling. Will you put down the soda?
That's more than just education. It's bestiality.
Fun for the whole family.
I go, okay, your pet will fight his animal instincts and enter you gently. You are tight and wet. Have you been anticipating making love with your pet? She goes, kind of.
Oh, yeah, she that's really encouraging.
Erotic yet creepy.
I've kind of been thinking about German shepherds, sure.
Farm animals, not
just... Oh, okay.
Just insert your own farm animal here.
Very good.
That's what it said on her butt.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I go, kind of. Do you wish your pet to stop? Not really. Go on. It's fine.
Gee whiz.
It's fine.
Yeah, keep going, Chief.
Amuse yourself. I'll just be reading the paper over here.
Yeah, you're a wolf. Or a
dog, I hear Helix is going to meet some broad Jennifer. And she's talking now in my ear.
Be careful with your horns.
Yeah. Hey, it's sharp down there. Those are tender parts. She goes, not really. Go on. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Go on.
Apparently they got management back.
Yeah. Go on, it's fine. I don't think so. I think go on, it's fine.
Sounds like Joe on anniversary night.
God, I lost it from go on, it's fine.
Your clit is not in the position it was before. Joe, that's a part of the woman's body. Yes. Anyway. I go, are you sure? I'm just a pet. I'm here to make you happy. I can stop. I don't want to bestiality cyber rape the girl.
No.
There's a certain amount of decorum one must have with their scammer.
Where is that Emily post when you need her?
Exactly. She goes, go on. Let's see what my pet can do. Like I'm a new Chevy.
Wow.
Take her for a ride.
Take her out. Open her up.
Nice. Joe's taking it all in. He likes it.
I'm just like, I'm rooting for you now. Really? You really? Let's see. I'll give you.
You're rooting for me? Have you been rooting for the scammer at times?
No, but it's like, let's see what this pet can do. All right, give it to her. Good boy. Good boy. There's a milk bone in it for you. There, champ. Go get him, champ.
Wow, that was really thought out. You really did think about taking that biting the ass to the next level, didn't you?
Well, you got me thinking.
She goes, go on, let's see what your pet can do. I go, well, your pet needs to go in 5 minutes.
Ooh.
Oh.
She goes, where are you going? I go, work, my love.
I gotta go for a walk.
I go, would you like me to continue? She goes, buzzkill, but I'll be here. Take time. I had to go to work. I go, I am indeed a buzzkill. Let's make a date when you are alone in your room, and I will do you any way you like.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.